back, Baby B Army. Welcome back to our channel, Baby B Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Baby B Army, we are back at it again with another fan story. And we have this amazing fan with us today. And this fan's name is Roxy. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for, again, your patience and for coming on.
Life is lifing, you know? I'm just happy that you wanted me to come. I'm just excited.
Thank you so much. We're definitely excited to hear your Black Veil Brides story and all the fun goodies you're having to tell us. So, I guess let's just start with the first question. So, how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
My answer to this question is this interesting kind of two-parter. So I am one of the people who knew about Black Veil Brides when I was like 14 and like deep in my like emo scene kid era, which I never left, obviously. I like vividly remember being on YouTube watching like my favorite music videos of my hyperfixations at the time, like My Chemical Romance and like Tokyo Hotel. And I saw the Knives and Pens music video as like in the sidebar. This will come up multiple times throughout this talk. I'm a person for whom like the name of a song will get me. I am very a like judge a book by its cover person in that way. Like if you name your song well, it's very likely I will like it, even if I wouldn't have liked it if it was named something else. And Knives and Pens immediately drew me, because I have like multiple degrees in English. I've always been like a words person. And also like Andy looked like that, right? And I was like, okay, well, you have my attention. And I watched the music video and I was like, oh, this is, I'm into this. Yes, I'm into everything about this. But I also grew up in the South and it was a weird time when I was a teen. I like struggled a lot with like, am I allowed to like certain things? Because is this like culturally appropriate? And so I vividly remember also finding the Perfect Weapon music video. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but like that scream that Andy does at the beginning of Perfect Weapon, I was like, I think Andy just encapsulated like feminine rage somehow. Like this is what this sounds like to me. But I was also like, but there's like an Ouija board guitar in this music video. Am I like allowed to watch this music video? So I loved them and also like didn't tell anyone I loved them. Which was weird for me because I like talked loudly and wore clothes of like everything I loved. So it was weird that Black Veil Brides was kind of like my little secret. So then I like grew up, went through a period of time as an adult where I like thought I was supposed to like adult things, and that did not include my bands that I loved when I was a teenager. And then a couple years ago on YouTube again, and I've like kind of fallen back in love with a lot of different bands that I loved for my whole life, and saw a recommended music video again from Black Veil Brides, and it was Savior 2. And I was like, again, title of the song, I was like, yes, I don't even really care what this song is. Like, yes, I'm interested. And watched the music video, and you know, I hesitate to over dramatize, but like, I just kind of wept. One, this is just an incredible piece of music. These lyrics are incredible. And then also like, oh yeah, this band that I loved that I like took away from myself because I thought you're not allowed to like do these kinds of things as an adult. And I was so thankful I rediscovered them. And so I kind of gently started following along again. And then I found out that like Bleeders was an upcoming single. And I was like, I love Sweeney Todd. I've always loved Sweeney Todd. And the music video came out and I was like, and I'm done. Like it's over. I'm just done. In like the best way, right? Like I was like, it, yep. So for like the past year and a half or so, I've been a lot more active in the fandom and a lot more like following all of them as a band and also separately and catching up on everything that I missed. So just like having all of their albums that I didn't listen to on repeat, listening to like Andy's solo stuff on repeat, listening to Lilith on repeat. I grew up with them, but then we like had a long separation because I needed to figure my life out and then rediscovered them, thankfully. And now I'm like, yep, I'm in. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
I will say this, there's a lot of people that are kind of saying, talking about how it's cringe to listen to Black Veil Brides as an adult now, and that Black Veil Brides is just for kids and teenagers. But the one thing, and this is actually coming from my own father, like his own words, but he's even stated, just because you grow up and you're an adult, it doesn't mean that you have to stop enjoying the things that make you happy. So
Yes.
hopefully everyone definitely takes that into consideration when they get older. You can
See,
still love all the things that you enjoyed as a kid.
I would even argue they're almost more important as you become an adult, because
Yeah,
you have to
100%.
like one of the things my spouse talks about all the time is like fight for your joy. And I feel like a part of that is like unapologetically loving the things you love.
I like that.
We're still a kid in heart. We're still kids and stuff. So, like, my cousin, who I call my big sister, always tells me that. Like, anytime I get a new Black Veil Brides item, she sees me excited and she pokes at me, like, oh, you're so happy. Look at you. You're so cute.
So going into our next question, what is your favorite Black Veil Brides song?
Question is so hard.
We will
This
give
question
you
is
top three if that
so
helps.
hard. Okay, that actually does help, because
Okay.
I think I know what my top three have to be. Have you ever had those questions where you're like, this is the answer and I'm a little upset about
Yes.
it, but this is
Yes.
also the answer?
Multiple times. Yes.
Yes. Because it's like I want to go off on this laundry list of like songs I love and songs that are really meaningful to me. But like I don't think I can rank them 1, 2, 3, I will say. So I will
Fair.
say these are the top
Fair.
three
Okay.
in whatever order.
Okay. Okay.
Because it depends on the day.
Fair enough.
Savior 2 is obviously on that list. It's like the song I give credit to like bringing me back in the fold. It's one of the songs where Andy's vocals are so raw and like earnest. I just love that. I love the music video. The aesthetics of the music video are incredible. I'm a sucker for like church architecture, so the music video is beautiful to me. Born Again, because it just is. I wish I had a more eloquent way to explain why Born Again is like so everything to me. Again, the music video is incredible. I've like redone Andy's makeup from that music video because I just am obsessed with it. The chorus itself, the lighting up the streets, singing for the damned, I like had that as my Discord status for a really long time. I would totally get that as a tattoo. I know I'm like skipping ahead questions, I know. I wish it was more eloquent than Song Good, but Born Again is just something about it, man. If it comes on when I'm driving, it's dangerous. And then my third is actually We Stitch These Wounds from Restitch, the 2020 version. Specifically, there's just something about that song, everything about it, the instrumentation, the vocals, the lyrics. That is a never skip. It comes on and I'm like, and I'm in the mood for this, because I'm always in the mood for it. That song just scratches something in my lizard brain. It sounds so good to me. I wish that song had a music video, because like in my brain it does. Like I'd kind of come up with a music video for that song, and I think it would be incredible if they did.
And the Wee Stitch version for the remastered.
Amazing. All right, so I know again this might be a toughy one, but what is your favorite album so far when it comes to Black Veil Brides?
So this is another question where it's like, I know what the answer is, and I'm like a little upset about it. I also feel like my answer is gonna be controversial. I think my answer is Restitch, which I just feel like is wild for so many reasons. I want the answer to be Phantom Tomorrow,
Okay.
because Phantom Tomorrow has some of like my favorite songs. And I think the concept from beginning to end is incredible. Also, like what I think most people would agree, like the objective answer is Wretched and Divine,
Yes, I get it.
But Restitch, I love We Stitch These Wounds. It's like when I came into fandom, I remember when it came out. I remember listening to those songs. And to then hear it in 2020 with the, updated instrumentation, the vocal growth is just insane. I love like every single song on that album. And I love listening to it from beginning to end. I'm that person also who like listens to albums from like track one to track end. And Restitch is just such an experience to listen to from beginning to end.
So can I just assume that cat's out of the bag when it comes to my signature question? I'm
Get
assuming
away.
when it comes to the remastered of Restitch and then the OG, you are picking the remastered version, right? I knew it.
Yes.
I knew it. I
Yep. I am.
love
And
that.
like I live for the original, obviously. The album cover, in case you can't tell, I'm an extremely visual person. So I probably talk about the visuals just as much as I talk about like the music, etc. The album cover of the original of We Stitch with Andy with his hair Just, it's incredible. It's incredible. Like the visuals of that album are incredible. And I mean, it's the cornerstone, right? Like it is where everything originates from. So I hold so much affection in my heart, but I'm just such a sucker for the updated vocals. Also, like I'm a big Lonnie fan, huge Lonnie fan. And to know that like Lonnie exists on Restitch just sends it for me. I adore him. When anytime I like hear the bass in the mix, I'm like, yay, Lonnie.
Lonnie just needs to go back for Set the World on Fire, Wretched and Divine, for
Self-titled.
Veil. Yes.
That would
Okay,
say that would be it.
just to
I am.
redo all the bass, like
Oh
re-update
wait, and the EP,
Yes.
the
And the EPs,
Rebels.
yeah. Do you know
Yes.
how Taylor Swift is doing Taylor's version now? Yeah, they need a
Lonnie's
me
version.
version. Yeah.
I've watched so many of his videos where he's done, either guitar covers or bass covers of their songs, and I'm just like, I wouldn't be mad if you like made bass boosted versions of these songs. And by that I don't mean like the traditional bass boosted as in this like a trap remix. I mean like if you were to, play bass really loudly in these songs and then just release them, I would be really happy about that.
All right, Lonnie, we're gonna put that out in the world.
Yes.
So you heard it here first.
Yes.
What has been your favorite memory with them? This could be something through a concert, VIP, something on through online too, so.
I was trying to decide on like one moment because I unfortunately am one of those people who have not yet seen them in concert. I am like squirreling away like selfish fun money because I'm like, they're gonna go on tour soon and they will come close to me soon and I have to go. So like part of my story also is that for the Bleeders tour, they came to Minnesota. And I didn't go. And I was like, why did I not go? What was wrong with me? Why did I not just go? Yeah, no, like, and so I'm like, okay, that is like one of my number one goals. I'm like, when they announce their tour and they come anywhere close to me, I am going to go. So I've had the fortune of having multiple like little interactions with them online though, which has been really sweet and is one of the things I love the most about them, that like they are so involved with their fandom. I think if I have to pick one, and it's a funny one, and so there's this piece of me that's like I've had really meaningful ones where I've like laid on the floor. But this one is like meaningful and then also hilarious. I left a comment on one of the Andy Show podcast episodes and they were asking for like questions to ask both Joe and
Oh,
Andy.
yeah.
And I said, if the two of you had to like pick a piercing for the other one to get, what would you pick? And then I also like, because I can't help myself, I was just like, by the way, your show is amazing and I love you. I did not expect for them to get to my question because like the episode was already at like 35 minutes. And then all of a sudden Andy was like, Roxy asks, and I was like, yes, I did. I asked a question. And then like he read it out loud and then he also read my like heartfelt like, thank you for existing basically. And he was like, "Thanks, Roxy. We really appreciate that." And Joe was like, "We really do. Thank you." And I was like, "They know who I am." It was one of those, and then they answered the question and their answers were like incredibly stupid, right? And like because
Yeah,
it's
I can
them.
imagine, yeah.
Like, I think Andy said he wanted Joe to like get all of his teeth pierced. It was
Ow.
ridiculous, ridiculous content. I know.
Can you get your teeth
Yeah.
pierced?
I
I mean, you
think
can get
he
like a
like
smiley, but
I know, yeah,
yeah,
I
like
know
I think
you
he
can put
explained
like gems and stuff there.
I think he explained he meant like each gum. And I was like, that
My God.
I know. I
How would you
know.
eat?
You
Soup.
wouldn't. Yeah, soup.
Applesauce.
Soup. I'm
Jello. Smoothies.
smoothies.
Boba.
Smoothies.
We're okay, we got this down.
Hey, it's like having braces, okay? I had braces, I had soup, I had
Right.
pastas, mac and cheese, pots, pasta, all the soft things. Okay, I had braces.
Right. Right. No, that's so true. But
It's
yeah, I felt like they were very genuine and authentic
similar.
about saying thank you. And then like the answer to my question was just like off the wall, like
Yep, that's something.
because of course it was. Yeah, right. Because that's who they are. I just love that.
It's the little things.
Yeah. Every friend has had that moment. I've definitely had that moment before I even entered the fandom that deep. Also, I'm sure Nicole, you've had those moments too where you like, I love you very much. Bye. You're never gonna get into it. Oh my God, they respond to it and stuff.
Yep.
So
So moving on to our next question. We know it can be a deep one, so feel free to take your time. There's no rush with it, but we would like to know how Black Veil Brides has impacted your life.
I appreciate the like parentheses on this question of say as much as you want to say. Like I kind of already hinted at a lot of it about this concept of like love what you want to love unashamedly, unapologetically. And I've always felt like Black Veil Brides as a band really encapsulates that. And like being unapologetically who you are and like caring about what you care about. And like pursuing those things with reckless abandon. I've also always been really inspired by their like humanity, the fact that they're not these like sanitized celebrities who like you don't ever see that they're having a hard day, or you don't ever see that like they've gone through some really tough in their lives. I've always really loved that they've always been very honest, and it's been obvious that they are humans who are willing to show that to their fans and talk about it. I have gone through lots of periods of my life where, like I've said, I don't want to allow myself to like the things that I like or engage with things that like bring me joy because I'm like, well, I'm like supposed to be a real adult with like responsibilities. And I yet also have always been an extremely passionate person who loves the things that I love. I mean, as you can see behind me, like Black Veil Brides is not my only fandom, right? Like I have stuff behind me, stuffies and like Persona 5 merchandise and like magazines from Japan and you know, like stuff, right? I'm a fan of lots of things. And it's always been like a core piece of who I am. And there was a long period of time where I really struggled with this tension inside of me of like, can I be a like responsible adult who like pays my bills and like does what I'm supposed to do? And yet also like paints up my face, loves the music I love and like goes to shows and that kind of thing. Like, is it possible to do both those things? And I feel like Black Veil Brides from the time they started have always said, yeah, like, yes, you can. And also you should, because like the world sucks enough. And like, why not choose to be unashamedly who you want to be and engage with the things that make you happy? And if you can like make a living and slash or create community around that, all the better. That's always been such a core part of my fandom of them is like the fact that they want so deeply to showcase, like, yes, indeed, you can be who you are and like have a life doing that. I also think a lot about the kind of era that I guess technically we're kind of still in, where we started out this like Bleeders era with that little like mini documentary where Andy talked a lot about like revenge and his kind of darker, angstier take on the like the best revenge is living well. And like Andy was a little more intense about it, which I love because that feels very me. And I absolutely love that idea, right? Of like the best revenge on people who like didn't believe in you, told you couldn't be something that you want to be, tried to make you small. Like the best revenge is like being bigger than they could ever imagine that you would be. And not just like fame wise, but like just being the most you version that you could possibly be with all of your makeup and all of your loudness and all of your fandom and all of your feelings and whatever that entails. And that's always like that piece of it. Like when I kind of came back into fandom and that was like what was happening when I first came back into fandom, I was like, oh yeah, no, this is exactly what I need to hear right now. And over the past probably about year and a half, I've really been taking that super seriously. And so like I will tell people, you know, like, yep, I love Black Veil Brides. And sometimes I get the like furrowed brow. Like if they know who they are and they are, you know, part of the people who are like, but you're not like 15. Or they'll know who they are and they're like, oh, you like, you know, emo music. And I'm like, yes, I do. And I love it. And then it turns out like they know me in a different context. And they're like, huh, I never would have guessed that about you. And I'm like, well, there's people who are in that sphere of my life who probably wouldn't guess that I also do these other things. So being all the versions of yourself that you want to be as loudly as you want to be them. And I feel like Black Veil Brides does that. And They are so good at it. Also, they're like extremely talented people and beautiful. And I'm going to take this opportunity also to mention one other thing that I was originally going to mention in the How Did You Find Black Veil Brides? So I'm just going to move it here. Andy in particular has always been a like gender icon to me. I have always been like, whatever that is, I want to look like that. Whatever he decides to identify as, like, that is the gender that I would like. I've like explored so much over this past year and a half with like remaking a lot of his like makeup looks or doing makeup looks that are inspired by him and just feeling so like empowered by getting to do that. And like also being like, yeah, it turns out like I can dress how I want. Like, if I want to wear a garter on my thigh and a harness, like I can. Or if I want to like wear just a black button up and do like some really just sick eyeliner, like I can also do that. I've just always really admired how his aesthetic is just bold and loud and whatever he wants. And I've always been like, I want to emulate that confidence until I can have it for myself.
I'm just saying, like, they are all great role models. They're and like I love the fact that you said they're human, because they are. They are human. They're not these like goddess that we worship. I mean, in our minds, in our fangirl heads, yes, but at the end of the day, in reality, they are human and stuff. They have the same expressions that we do. They go through the same hardships that we do as fans and stuff, and they show it to us, obviously. Andy's a good one because we all know what his beautiful looks and stuff, but he also is open about his anxiety and everything. And also, he's a goofball. He's a Batman
Yep.
nerd, which we all love and stuff. It's just the fact that he's proud of it and stuff. And like, we
Yep.
can also be proud of our little things, obviously, besides Black Veil Brides. It's like, for Nicole, that could be for wrestling or The Office or anything. And like, for me, it's like, or Pokemon her for her too. I'm sorry. Just I had to throw that out. I'm sorry. But like, it's like, for me, like, Harry Potter was the first fandom I got. I'm a Potterhead. I'm a huge Potterhead too, so I love that. Or like anime, love anime and stuff. Another artist, Lady Gaga. Love
I
her.
was like, hey,
Gaga, I'm a little monster, and it's on my bucket list to catch a concert of her, especially with her new album.
same.
They are human, and I think it's really awesome that, again, you said they are human, and that they allow us to be and stuff and like reassure us, like, you can still love us and like other things and stuff, but like, be you. Embrace your weirdness. Embrace all the things that make your personality shine.
Yeah, I want to say that I am so beyond proud of you for just sticking to your guns and choosing to love and enjoy the things that make you happy. And that goes just beyond Black Veil Brides too. But I will say, I do love that you did turn around and bring Black, if you pulled Black Veil Brides into your future, you're like, yeah, no, you're coming with me. I love that so much. So, and I hope that anyone watching this, I hope that they all can grow up to feel that same way of not having to, when it with other people. I know it's hard to sometimes be yourself because the weight of the world and just people in general, but I'm really hoping that everyone can hear your story and not be afraid to be who they are.
And if you have people who are telling you something different, like, oh, you shouldn't like that, you're an adult and stuff, I know it might be hard for others, but that is a red flag in that you need to cut those people out of your
Oh my
life.
God,
Going to
yes.
be hard at first. I know I have been through it. I'm sure we all been through it too.
Yep.
But it does feel like a big weight off your chest. Like, you don't have to
Yes.
worry about it anymore. You can just be you. You can be happy.
And as you said earlier, it doesn't have to be just one thing. People can love
Yeah.
multiple things. I think that's the thing I hate hearing the most from people is you're only allowed to like love and obsess over one thing. That's such a lie.
Yeah.
It's a
No.
love and obsess over everything.
Yes.
Be who you
It's
are.
expensive, but do it.
Yeah. It's well worth it.
Yes.
Expensive, but do
Yeah, but do
it.
it.
Moving on. So I know you kind of mentioned this a little ahead, but like Black Veil Brides tattoos. Out of curiosity, do you have any tattoos?
It shocks people when I say I don't,
Okay.
because they look at me and they're like, you don't have tattoos? And I'm like, I know, I want them. It's been a journey of like, I always thought, like, well, the first one has to be like something that I am gonna want forever, because what if I hate it? Like, what if it hurts really bad and it's like something I can't tolerate? But then I like have, as you can see, I have many piercings. I know it's different, right? It is different. But I'm like, clearly, like, pain for the sake of aesthetics is like not an issue for me. At this point, it's just a matter of time. until I get inevitably many tattoos. So I don't have any now, but I will, I am certain. And I was thinking about the Black Veil Brides tattoo question, and I was like, I tend towards tattoos that are like inspired by things rather than like,
Random ones.
or like one for one, like tattooing something associated with something. I just have to shout out like your Bleeders tattoo, Ruth. I live, I love. It's just, it's so good. And then Nicole, when you got like Andy's eyes,
I
when
know.
I saw that tattoo, I was like, I don't normally have the like, I want that tattoo, but like that tattoo is incredible.
Thank you. I will say, I am going to get all the other guys' eyes. I just
I'm
want to
just gonna
point that
copy
out.
her. I'm gonna do CC
Sure.
because I'm a huge CC fan. Stan.
Yeah, totally. So I kind of have two ideas that came to me. One of them is I love Andy's feather tattoo on his neck.
Oh, yes, I do too.
And like when I heard the story behind it, of like, you know, he had the feathers tied in his hair back during Warped Tour because his hair was a rat's nest of hairspray and regret. And so Lilith like tied the feathers in his hair, and so they kind of ate got the tattoo as like an homage to like that era. Like I love that. I also just I love feathers. If I was like if I ever went off the deep end and was just like forget it, I would totally be the person who got like black angel wings on my back. But in lieu of that, I would totally get like a feather. I actually had a friend like draw a feather like right here, like on kind of my forearm wrist area, and loved it. So that would be kind of a like Black Veil Brides adjacent tattoo for me. Like I would know that like a huge inspiration for that was like Andy's neck tattoo. But like if you were like, well, what if you had to like get a lyric or something? Again, this is one of those like this is the answer. It's from In the End, and it's the first line of verse two, and it's the born a saint, but with every sin, I still want to be holy.
I love
Every time
that
that lyric, every time. Every time. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what my mood is. Every time I just like, and I like make the face he makes in a music video when I sing it. Because it's one of the most iconic lyrics, in my opinion, of the entirety of Black Veil Brides' discography. I love that lyric, and I would totally get that as a tattoo.
Sure, that time will come and we will be excited to see photos for sure.
Yes.
Definitely find a good tattoo artist. People say many things. My word of advice, if you hear someone by word of mouth, it tends to be a good tattoo artist.
So moving on to concerts. Now, I know in our previous discussion, you brought us the unfortunate news that you have not been to any, which absolutely breaks both of our hearts. And we're going to kick you in the ass later for not attending the Bleeders one when you could
You
have.
should.
But
You should.
I guess I would like to know then if there is a previous concert of Black Veil Brides that you could have attended, which one would that have been?
So I'm gonna assume we're in like a dream world where like money doesn't matter and like
Exactly.
time and like timing doesn't matter. Okay,
Correct.
great.
Correct.
Because like I would have lived and died and resurrected to go to Wembley
Yes. Are you
for the
talking
Halloween
about when they
show
did? Are you talking about when they did the
with
Bleeders
Creeper.
Devils? Oh, great,
Yeah.
great. Because I know they also went
Yep.
back there and did like with Lilith and Lost It All too.
Oh
And
yeah.
so wasn't sure which one you were.
Like.
Both were
Yeah,
amazing, hands
I
down. We'll
know.
just say that.
I would have loved to have gone to Devil's Night. That would have been absolutely incredible. When I saw what like both Andy and Lilith looked like that night, like their makeup, I was just like, there's this photo of the two of them that they posted where like Andy is like behind her, like it's very like prom photo, right? And I like
Exactly which one.
when I saw that photo, I literally, and like, this was the first thought that popped in my head. I was like, ah, yes, the two real genders. Like, literally, I was just like, this is everything. It's all I wanted. It's all I needed. Goals. Both of them.
Now, Nicole and I made a pact already because we kind of regret not going. Because technically we could have, but.
God, but you know, back to like the adult and responsibilities. Why do we choose that? Gross.
No, I know. But we've made a pact. If they ever go back to Wembley and have that type of thing in, we're f going. Because that's on my bucket list too, is to always go to the UK. I would love to go to London. So, yeah. All right. When it comes to their war paint in their early years, like We Stitch and Set the World on Fire, which one is your favorite war paint?
I feel like my answer is such a like predictable,
It's.
like, yeah, of course it is. It's Andy in Fallen Angels.
Oh, God,
I
yes.
It's a very iconic look. Like Nicole has said multiple times, it's Motley Crue, rock and glam rock and stuff. So punk and everything. It's
But it's so classic.
I like so Halloween 2024, like I went to the Andy for Halloween and I did that war paint and like is it like the best? No. I remember like Nicole specifically talking about like I watched one of the videos where your partners put you in war paint and also shout out to your partners because your partners are amazing. So I remember Nicole specifically talking about like the like
The flicks,
flicking
right? Yeah, the flicks, yeah.
and
Like just flick
how like
it.
you just gotta
Gotta
go.
do it. You just
And
gotta do it.
you just gotta do it. Frankly, what I should have done is I should have done a test run. Like I should have done the makeup a couple days beforehand and then done it for Halloween because my first attempt was like pretty okay. And I know if I had done it again a couple days later, it would have been like substantially better. Specifically the like eye flicks. Doing this as if I would ever do it with both my hands. Was it like perfection? No, but did I feel like I was the only on Halloween? Like, yes. It was like something I had been thinking about for like literally 9 months. And that war paint is like iconic to me. It is the era definer for that, like the Set the World on Fire era for me. Like when you're like Set the World on Fire, it's like Andy's war paint in Fallen Angel specifically. Like that just is what my brain goes to. Also, like that aesthetic in general is just ugh. But I do also want to give a shout out to Lonnie's war paint in The Vengeance, specifically. The like giant X across his face. I've also done a makeup look inspired by The Vengeance where I kind of combined Andy's and Lonnie's because I just love the giant X across the face. It's so just stark and like I'm very like I love angles in makeup. So yes, also like that being Lonnie's first music video and he just kills it. His outfit's incredible, his hair is incredible.
Love the hairstyle you'll have. I wish you can bring
So good. Like, you know, the moment in The Vengeance where Andy like chokes him, like just
it
so that war paint, I was like, I know what my answer is, like my favorite one, but I have to like break the rules and have a second answer because Lonnie's war paint for The Vengeance is just amazing to me. I love his war paint in that.
Such a great introduction to Lonnie, too.
Yes.
Very.
So Blackfoot Bride eras now. Is there one in particular that you would want to live in just forever and ever and ever?
It's a hard one.
Yeah,
It
because
is
this one, I'm gonna tell you, it's one, ma'am, one.
one. And we got asked this one, and we're like, we looked at the person, we're like, F you for asking this.
I know.
Yeah. I like want to like take pieces from different eras and then
We get
like
it.
make a like master era, you know? Like this is like the combination of all the things that I want. So okay, but like if I
An
am
error.
requ one complete. Oh, okay.
Evil we are.
I feel like I know what it is. And it's like it's actually like a weirdly small era, The Vengeance and Saints of the Blood, I think might be my answer. And I'm like annoyed,
Night
but
era, the
the red is my favorite color, but purple is my second favorite color. And it's like real close. And the purple for The Vengeance is just,
it just
and
hits
like,
differently.
yeah, and like the cover of the Night EP, the
Beautiful.
color is just correct. And both music videos are incredible aesthetically. I mean, I knew what my answer was when I was like, okay, but like think about the aesthetics because that's something that really matters to you. And I think about like the war paint in both of those music videos, and it's just immaculate. It's just so good. If I had to like pick one outfit that I could like steal from a closet, it would be Andy's in the Vengeance. I just want every single article of clothing, and I want to wear that specific outfit.
It's an
So
era that should have been longer.
honestly, it
I
was
agree.
beautiful when it did last. It was so beautiful. The shirts, the posters, even they just need to come out with the vinyl. I'm just saying, the vinyl
I
of the
mean,
night. Just gonna put
we
that
have multiple petitions now. We need like Lonnie to like re-record
out
everything, and
there.
we need a vinyl for the night.
Yes. And for Rebels
And
too.
for Rebels. Last
Yes.
two
Can't forget
EPs.
Rebels. Yes.
How has been your experience with the Blackfoot Brides Army, the BBB Army?
I love this question because what I would argue it was like my first kind of introduction into the BBB Army proper was actually Andy's dad, because who like love, like shout out to Chris Bierzak. He is incredible. Like dad of the year, just amazing.
BBB Dad. He's
Yes, truly.
BBB.
I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start posting in general about like life as I live it. Like it doesn't have to be only associated with like one fandom. Like I don't have to only exist on the internet as like part of one fandom. And this is like a through line in this entire talk, as you can tell. And so I posted about how I had started going to dance classes, and I also posted about how I had like rediscovered Black Veil Brides, and that like I was super living for like the Bleeders song. And right around that time, like there were these photo shoots of Andy that were coming out, of him in like the black tank top and like the like arm warmers, and he had like the really graphic, very detailed like blood around his neck.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like looking in the mirror with like the switch, with like the razor
Yeah.
blade. And I like posted one of those photos, and I was just like, this photo is like deeply important to me right now. And his dad liked my tweet, and I was like, who?
The ghost hunts us.
I was like, is this a joke? Like, I was like, is this real? And I like basically went through his posts, and like I was like, this is like for real Andy's dad. And I was just shook and started kind of looking around at like the other people that he liked their tweets or like followed them. That's how I found you too, because he is a ardent supporter of Hearts to Hearts, which love. Honestly, my experience in the fandom has been nothing but really fantastic support and like camaraderie, which has been awesome. Like one of my other shout outs I wanted to make sure I did was like to Erin, who made those incredible beanies. Like I bought one of the Bleeders beanies, and then she ended up making like three other beanies for various family members of mine, for Christmas presents, because I was like, you're incredible, and I just like want to give you my money. Like I
She
think
is
you're amazing.
truly, she's a good soul, good, genuine person. Yeah, like
Yes.
she's amazing. We love her.
And I've just been so like blown away by how talented so many people are. Like I sometimes have, you know, the like imposter syndrome of like, well, I'm not an incredible musician, and I'm not an incredible artist, and I'm just kind of here vibing and like looking at, you know, these dudes who make really cool music that I really like. But I'm also realizing like I get to contribute to fandom in the way that I contribute to fandom, and that's just as valuable as anyone else's. And I feel like that is the vibe of the fandom. Like the vibe of the fandom is like you all belong here, no matter whether you're, you know, making incredible homage art or whether you are vibing and listening to the music and supporting the guys. I really love that. I've always felt very authentically welcomed in the fandom. Anytime I've like asked questions or like needed help finding something, everyone has always been so kind. I remember I really wanted to see Andy in like the drag makeup, and Nicole was just like,
Let me just slide that your way.
and I was like, thank you for this blessing. So yeah, everyone has always been so kind and like welcoming, and that's been really awesome.
Good.
And BBB Dad, yes, he's real. And I'm sure we all had the same reaction. Wait, is this? No, wait, no. Yeah, no, he does that. He has a very, that's his magic trick.
Gets them every time. Our very last question. Do you have questions for Ruth and I? And no, they do not have to be Black Veil Brides related.
Okay, well we'll start with that. Like, where do you get your favorite wigs, Nicole? And then in the back of my head, I'll see if I can maybe think of a question for Ruth.
I used to get my wigs off of Etsy, and I can't lie, they would be very expensive because it was, you know, this one girl who just made them herself. I always get synthetic wigs, so that way when it comes to putting them over the head, that piece right there that you cut off, you can really blend it into your skin and it looks like it's real. But if I'm being 100% honest, majority of the wigs that I have gotten now, straight up off of Amazon. Like, I'm wearing a wig right now. Like, I'm mixing it with my real hair, but this wig right here was probably only $15. And I've worn it without my hair underneath and just as is. And a lot of people tend to think it's real. For me, it's Amazon. And you can get a $10 wig and you all the way up to like a $300 wig. I mean, I would just say to always read the reviews before you buy them.
Ruth, what is your favorite piece of art that you've ever made?
My medium choice is typically acrylic paints. I love acrylic paints, but there are some times where I do dabble in oil. And I swear Andy's face is so perfectionist. That's my excuse that I can never get it right on stuff. Like it's like his cheekbones are not, nope, that he's just too hot. I can never get his hot. So, but I
Yes.
remember senior year of college. I think I was just stressed just due to like definitely finals and everything and graduation that I just wanted it to take some time to paint. And so I did. And so that's when his first solo, The Shadow Side, came out. And I just love the cover. Definitely made
Yes.
it just like simple black and gray, but it also gave me like pop art vibes in a way, which I love pop art.
Yep.
Love pop art. And so I just started drawing it and I did not hate. This was like the first painting. I know it doesn't, but it was like the first time I ever did his face freehand, and I'm like, I don't hate it. And I had a really fun time, especially with his clothes. And like when it came to his tattoos, I'm like, we're just gonna just scribble. So, but you still get the idea. And like even his bat
Yeah.
ending here was, it's not technically detailed, but you can tell what it is. So
Right. Like, if you've seen the album cover, you know exactly what's going on.
exactly.
Yeah.
So like this was like the first painting, like, I don't hate this. I'm gonna keep it. Right, so today's fan shout out. So I want to say we shouted this fan out before, but I'm not 100% sure. But if we have, you get another fan shout out because your artwork is that amazing. So today's fan shout out, her name is Charlotte. It looks like she's from Germany. She's 20 and she does a lot of fan art of Black Veil Brides and Lilisar, aka Juliet. So her most recent one, it looks like, was this beautiful Belitters one.
Pretty.
And like
It's
honestly,
so
I just love
pretty.
her artwork because I don't know why it's definitely giving me pop art style like Andy Warhol or anything of those other famous artists. And she does an amazing job. It looks like she uses color pencils a lot, which the detail is incredible. Like even the him wearing the red suit at the Mexico show.
Jesus, it's so detailed.
Suit. It is so detailed. I mean, honestly, I love your artwork. You do such an amazing job. Like I teach me. But fan shout out goes to you. Continue your artwork. We love seeing it and stuff. And maybe hopefully one day on the road you make prints because I definitely need some prints of some of these. So fan shout out goes to you. So hopefully you are having a joy making these amazing fan art of Black Veil Brides and Lazar.
All right, BBB Army. That officially wraps up today's episode. Roxy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your Black Veil Bride story. We truly appreciate that. And please tell us where fans can find you.
So I am on Instagram and Blue Sky, at Roxy Duskfall. So just ROXI and then Dusk, DUSKFALL, because that's my fake last name for some reason. So at Roxy Duskfall on Instagram and on Blue Sky.
You guys heard it here. Go ahead and give Roxy a follow on all of those. We will also put them down in the description below. Thank you, everyone, for just coming on and listening. We greatly appreciate it. You go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter/X, TikTok, and Instagram. And you can find us wherever you listen to a streaming podcast. We are in March. Hello, April's coming up. We will see you guys on the very next episode. Bye.